Look, I think in all good conscience as the presiding officer of the Maryland House of Delegates, I felt it necessary to take some action with Delegate Dwyer. It's not something that, I think that is you embrace or anything. It's just an action to protect the integrity of the institution. Obviously, Delegate Dwyer has had some problems. He first got DWI from driving a boat while intoxicated, and we had to remove him from the Judiciary Committee because of those actions and the dealing with the criminal laws dealt with alcohol. And then we moved in Ways and Means, and he took and he got into further complications with driving while intoxicated and actually received jail time. He is currently serving on the weekends. And, I felt that I had to take some kind of action, and I felt that the appropriate action was removing from a committee assignment. He still has floor privileges. I mean, he's elected by his constituents to have those floor privileges. I had a discussion with Delegate Dwyer about it, and he understands. But I think that you have to take some type of actions to protect all the other individuals that are members of the House, and I think it was appropriate action to take.
Now, he can stay in office. I mean, he can stay and vote on the floor. His office was telling us he wants to speak on the floor tomorrow about this. Is he going to do that?
Look, anyone has an opportunity to get up and speak on a point of personal privilege. So that is, if Delegate Dwyer wants to get up and make a speech on personal privilege, he's certainly entitled to do it.
There have been cases like this before where members of the General Assembly have been there was an incident with Delegate Barvey. There's been other delegates. Why take the action like Delegate Dwyer to take him off a committee? I mean, is this because there are two offenses?
And
Disco's going to turn off his phone.
Look, I think, the troubling thing is you have a member of the General Assembly who's supposed to abide by the laws of the state of Maryland, who has been convicted twice of similar charges, who is now serving jail time. I don't think the level of any other legislator that's had some of those problems has resulted in incarceration. And I think, that's kind of the line that you have to judge. Look, I wish the best to Delegate Dwyer in dealing with the issues he has in front of him. But I do think there's a certain point where you have to make a determination of actions to be taken for behavior that I think that someone who is a lawmaker that has broken on numerous occasions the laws of the state of Maryland, there's got to be some consequence to it.
And I know I've asked you this before. You still think he wants to resign? He should resign, right?
Look, I mean, he's had that ability to make that decision on his own.
Right.
Right now, I had to make a decision what I thought was in the best interest of the Maryland House of Delegates. I've had the conversation with Delegate Dwyer. I mean, this is not something that I did without having a detailed discussion with him, and he understands. So, I mean, and look, I wish him the best. It's not anything that I take any great happiness or pride in doing. This is, to me, it's an unfortunate thing that takes place.